Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, everybody. Dr. Ron Oberstein, president of Life Chiropractic College West, along with my partner in life, health, love, marriage, parenting, everything, grandparenting, everything you can think of, Dr. Mary Oberstein. Hey, Mary, welcome.
Hi.
Welcome to another edition of our Life by Life West. Today, we have two phenomenal practitioners coming to us from the beautiful area of San Diego, California. We've got Drs. Kira and Susanna Wong, but I'm going to just change that for a second because Dr. Kira was married, and so it's now Capozzola. Did I say that correctly? Capozzola?
Capozzola. It's a mouthful.
Zolo or La?
Zolo.
Oh, I love that. I love it. So she's now in the Italian, I would say, sector, like, partially.
Exactly.
And they're just wonderful practitioners. And I had the honor of having them at the college. They graduated. I had the honor of handing them both their diplomas. And I'll tell you a little bit about them. They graduated in 2018 from Life West. They've been involved for many years in network spinal analysis. Even when they were going through college, it was their passion. They did their undergraduate. They're from Santa Cruz, actually, and then did their undergraduate work at UC San Diego. I think that's probably where you got your love for San Diego, which it's an easy thing to do. I know, going down. As far as for me, you're the first twins that graduated under my presidency. So there's a big thing right there. The beautiful thing was, and I can't remember the point differential, but they were valedictorian and salutatorian. And
valedictorian
and salutatorian. Do you know what the point differential was?
I think it was like 0.0 something.
Oh, like, my gosh. Why didn't we just do two valedictorians? I don't know, but you know how academics are, right? It's like everything's got to be to the percentile. Anyways, they're just doing phenomenal. They opened up an office in the San Diego area, North County, called Twin Waves Chiropractic, and they just got a beautiful story. And it's just amazing because, I mean, you guys are best friends. You know, if you ever even thought about it like this, the people, if you usually ask them the person they've known the most in their life, they'll usually say their mother, right? Because when they're born, they're right there with their mom. Not that fathers aren't at the birth, but just that connection that's right there. And truthfully, you guys shared, you were in the womb together. So you have, you're the longest standing known people to each other. It's really amazing to think about, and they went through life together. I mean, you guys have been your confidants, your best friends, your everything. And it's really a beautiful story because, you know, a lot of times I've seen twins that don't get along. I've seen twins that don't talk. And I've seen twins that, like yourselves, that are just like, you know, you're great on your own and you're great together and you both inspire each other, which I know is so true to each other. So anyways, it's really great to have you guys. Welcome. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We're so excited.
Well, good. Let's move. I guess the thing that I want to ask you is, how did the journey unfold? Where did it come from? Did you both decide at the same time you wanted to be a chiropractor? Did you discuss it and decide together that's the path we're taking? Tell us what took place. And I can't direct. I'm going to let you guys decide who answers and
sounds good. Yeah, we do a pretty good job.
We let it flow.
I think you should start.
I would say it really started, without us even knowing it. That's usually how it goes, right? Chiropractic finds you. Long story short, our father died when we were very young. We were almost 11 years old. And I think that's really what started our interest in the mind-body connection and how the body heals and how other components can play a role. And so we went into undergrad at UCSD. I studied psychology. Dr. Kiris studied cognitive science, didn't really know what we wanted to do, not until our mom told us about network spinal, which she had learned from her yoga instructor. She's talking about how, oh, the brain and the body stores pathways based on trauma. This is all about letting you release and work through that trauma. And then I started looking into it, got really excited. And I was like, Kira, I'm going to go visit Life West with or without you.
And at that time, I was like very content. I was in a new relationship, loving San Diego. But then, you know, I followed my inner knowingness and was like, okay, yeah, this sounds really, really cool. Got to go visit the college. So we visited the college.
We went to a Champions weekend.
And then we were like, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
You just knew it?
We just knew it.
Yeah. Yes.
We knew it. Literally after that weekend, the Champions weekend, it was like, oh my gosh, this is what we've been waiting for. We just didn't know it.
Yes. We knew we wanted to help people. We knew we loved the mind-body connection, but we didn't know how to actually, you know, translate that into a profession. So then boom, here it was.
So given the classes you're already taking, so you were already kind of on that path, right? So did you go back and realize you had classes that already you'd be able to use?
It worked out. I remember when we sent in our application, they were like, oh, boom, boom, boom. You guys are good. Mm-hmm. Luckily, UCSD is a very science-based school. So we had all of our classes. And I think it was a year later that we started.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just wondering, you did, we call it Discovery Weekend now. So at Discovery Weekend, you know, you were there and, you know, was it like that night? Like what happens is for our viewers, you know, we bring prospective students up and they come up on a Friday and then we put them up in a hotel and we fly them in or we give a stipend toward their flight and we put them up in a hotel and we feed them and they sit through it like a, you know, almost 24 hours, so to speak, you know, from Friday afternoon to Saturday afternoon. Was it like at nighttime? Did you guys have like a big discussion on it? Was it like this? Was it, you know, or was it just so innately driven that was like, boom, it's it, you know?
Yeah. What's that saying? It's like, you don't remember what people say, but you remember the feeling. Yeah. So I think that's really what it was. However, the weekend was organized. We just left, you know, being so inspired, just like full of gratitude. And, you know, we can still remember that feeling. So I don't know if it was like a moment. It was just like overall, you know, the passion combined with the like, wow, this is a magical place and a magical profession. Yeah. We're just like, this feels right.
Yeah. It's a true innate knowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, so then you go on there.
Yeah. I was going to say, which I mean, for probably 90% of chiropractors say the same thing, right?
Yeah.
I think Ron, you were probably going to say the same thing. I want to like kind of jump forward now.
Yeah.
So like, so you graduated. Yeah. So then like, how did you make those decisions then about what to do after that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Great question. You know, there's always the question, okay, what direction are you going to go? Are you going to become an associate? Are you going to open up a practice right away? And I think we both knew we wanted to learn more, you know, mm-hmm. the learning never stops. So that was more innate as well. Mm-hmm. You know, but then there was question, okay, who do we practice under? You know, what does that look like?
Can we both work together? Yeah. Can we do everything together?
Will they hire both of us?
We just started reaching out to other chiropractors and, you know, things just fall into place. You put it out there and we started chatting with a woman who practices in Santa Cruz, which is where we're from. Mm-hmm. And one thing led to the next and she was looking for some help. Mm-hmm. So, and at that point we didn't know where we really wanted to end up. I mean, Santa Cruz and San Diego were probably our top picks. Mm-hmm. So we're like, okay, great. It sounds like this is falling into place. Mm-hmm. So
we just went with the way where things were leading us. And I remember one person asked us as we were trying to decide, they're like, well, what are you most energized by? What makes you the most excited? And that really helped guide us as well, in terms of like, okay, yeah, we're gonna work with Dr. Peg Capers in Santa Cruz. And, you know, that made all the difference.
And it was such a good fit.
And together. So she took you both.
Yeah,
she took us both. Yeah.
Did it take any convincing, or was she just like from the beginning, like, I'll take you both?
I think it was that. Yeah. I mean, I think there's a part of her that was like, okay, there's two of them. Like, how do we get creative to really make this work?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when the desire is there and it's feeling good, it's like anything is possible.
When you know, you know.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But, and the cool thing is, I think that, you know, by you both, because you, I think inside of you, did you know you wanted to work together? Like in the future, yeah. Like you are now. So you knew you were going to practice together. So I think by doing an associateship together, you were able to like look and see, take the good and take what works for you and what you, the phenomenal knowledge you learned from the doc. And then also be able to say, how do we incorporate this into our beings, right? Into our expression, right? And by doing it together, you know, I think it probably streamlined it, you know,
Oh my God.
Thank you for saying that, because people, believe it or not, are pretty eager to separate twins.
Yes.
You know, like, oh, why don't you go learn under this person and then you work under someone else? And it's like, well, we actually work better as a team. So thank you for acknowledging that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, it's like, you know, when you think about it, you know, if you find a mentor, you know, that you want, you know, one of you could have went somewhere else and rightfully so brought two good ideas, you know, and then you would have had to kind of play with it. But this allowed you, since you knew you were going to practice together, it just allowed you to really kind of formulate what you wanted, you know, and it's cool too, because, you know, I mean, you know, it's funny when you said that, you know, Susanna, that people want to kind of separate twins. Is that like a phenomena that people have? Like, do they try to like, I don't see you, I see two, kind of thing, instead of, you know, is that like true, or I don't know.
Yeah, I think like people, there's a lot of pressure, like, oh, you need to become your own person. And, you know, you can't do that if you're always together. And I mean, it's a yes and like, sure, there are moments in our lives where we were separate. But it's like, why try to force us to not be together when that's more energizing?
Yeah. Why stop a good thing?
Yeah.
And it's like, if energetically and inside of your cells, the energy is right to be together. It reminds me, like when you said that, I got kind of like, it's kind of like somebody saying like kids shouldn't sleep with their parents. They should go in another room.
Right.
Like, why? Because society thinks that there's interdependency or whatever it is. When you said that, I too felt like this, like you don't listen to people.
Yeah. And there's an assumption that's made there, you know, and the assumption is that, you know, just like you just said, you know, Mary, there's an assumption that kids need to like let the kid cry or kids need to sleep on their own. And now there's studies that show that, you know, kids what's it called? Community sleep or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, end up being a higher percentage of being CEOs and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And it's like the same thing. It's like, you know, that's assuming that you're not individuals, you know, and that you each, you know, and, oh, you know, you can never fight. You can never disagree. You can never, you know, it's like, these are all assumptions that people label.
Totally.
Yeah, it's wild.
Absolutely.
We are in agreement.
And when we think about innate intelligence, right? I mean, yeah, it's like, yeah, you can feel that within your body. And it's like, why go against the grain when things are flowing, you know, naturally and innately? Yeah. So, yeah, I love that.
Well, I love what you said, because, you know, you when you said, do what energizes you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think a lot of people, all of us, because at times, you know, we all can't grasp that feeling. We have to work to dig into that feeling sometimes. But what a great thought. Like, do what energizes you. Like, does this energize me or does this energize me? You know, kind of thing.
I think we get so caught up in like what we should do or what, you know, we get so caught up in the mind and then we get so confused. But it's like, let's just follow what feels good.
All the heart.
And then you're never going to be misled.
And that's really, you know, something we've learned through network practice is, okay, yeah, where are you being led? Let's, you know, in chiropractic in general, let's allow the body to do the talking, you know, kind of get out of the head into the heart. And you never will be misled when you do that.
Love it. I love it.
So was there a time, so in the associate, I know I'm like jumping because I have so many questions. Yeah. So you're in the associateship. Yes. And then I'm guessing there was a time where you both looked at each other and said, like, are you ready? Like, how did that?
Great question. As for most people, it was the start of the pandemic where, you know, we're like our current office was closed and there's so much reorganization happening within the entire world. Mm-hmm. So that was really the moment where we're like, okay, this is feeling right. Mm-hmm. It was just that like, innate urge of like, okay, we're doing this. Mm-hmm. We want to open up our own practice.
And the pandemic was actually very supportive of us doing that. You know, we had time to plan it out because our other office was closed for a little bit. You know, we just had more space to really dive deep into how we wanted to do it. And yeah, I think we both were just like, yes, we are so ready for this. And I think everything leading up to that point enabled us to be ready. So we're actually really grateful for the pandemic.
Yeah.
I mean, there's silver linings, right? And in everything, you turn something that was, you know, kind of like, you know, the great reset, so to speak, into something, and it allowed you to be able to do what you wanted to do to create this beautiful practice you have down in San Diego. I know that one of our daughters, Sydney, came in and was entrained and was, you know, getting under care and, you know, yeah. So now you got to San Diego and you're starting a practice, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and tell us how that went. And it's interesting because it's kind of cool that, you know, you each had each other and that there is a security in that when you're building. I built a practice by myself. And then when I moved to California, I had a partner and we built a practice together. And it was like, okay, you do this, I do this. And it was divide and conquer a lot of times. And it was just, it made it easier, you know, to be able to sit down at night and say to somebody, you know, man, that was like stressful today. Or wow, everything flowed easy, you know. But what was your journey like?
Speaking to what you're saying, I mean, it's made all the difference doing it together.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not sure if I'd want to do it by myself. It makes it more fun.
Yeah. Bounce off ideas, getting creative, you know, we lift each other up in different ways. So mm-hmm. the support is just extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And we're so, so grateful for that.
Yes. And I think we just hit the ground running. We had learned from where we worked in Santa Cruz, how to implement systems, how to find patients or practice members. You know, we started with an opening webinar because, of course, we couldn't do anything in person at the time.
Right. That's right.
So we started with a webinar to talk and invited people in.
We joined a BNI group. We just started networking even when we couldn't do things in person. There's always a way.
There's always a way.
To start, it did feel like everything was almost preventing us from opening up between the fires that were happening in Northern California at the time.
We had to evacuate right before moving down.
And then once we did move down, like we had almost like everything set except the location, which was also kind of so key. But again, it's like we were patient. We followed, you know, where things were leading us. And then doing that, things became a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of just like on the day-to-day, we balance each other out. Mm-hmm. You know, she'll tackle certain projects, mm-hmm. I'll tackle other projects. And it's just really fun.
And to remember that you're always learning and that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, I remember people saying, oh, yeah, like you're going to learn so much in practice. And it's so true.
I love that you said that because it's not like you get into practice and 5 years in, you're like, we've got this.
No.
Because we practiced for 33, 35 years, 36. And it's like things are changing. The practice is evolving. And you're right. We were just like, we were still implementing new things 30 years later.
Yeah.
There you go. Throw in a pandemic, right? Yeah.
But uniquely for you, you know, I mean, because you both do the same work, people obviously come in and doesn't matter who's there, they see whoever's there, right? you know, yes. And you know, I'm sure you hear this ad nauseum, like, you know, hi, are Dr. Kira or Dr. Susanna, right? if they haven't seen you enough, right, to be able to say, you know the difference. But, you know, one of you are usually what, on the floor, you know, in training, and then the other could be doing what? How do you work it out? And are you there together? Are you not there together? Are you, you know, how's it work in the practice?
Great question. So for the most part, we're both there at the same time. We really make it about the care, mm-hmm. you know, rather than, okay, what practitioner? It's really about the care. And so while one person, we usually have two shifts a day, while one person's on the floor seeing practice members, the other is in a private appointment. So doing new patient exams, so day ones, day twos, or reevaluations, and then we flip-flop. Mm-hmm. And you never know what it's going to be based on the day.
And people don't seem, you know, to care who's working on who. It's about the care, and it's super fun. Mm-hmm. And we're so grateful that we can do it that way.
And, you know, sometimes it's funny. I mean, we wear name tags, but you can't really see them. And so we'll just be like, oh, was it you or your sister? Yeah. Like, I don't know.
And what's the best is when a practice member will be like, wow, like, yeah, your sister said the same thing about that area within my spine. And it's just great.
Mm-hmm. And it's very confirming. You know, Mary, you and I had that. I mean, how many times do we have people come in that, you know, like, we had defined shifts. So we were never there together. We had associate doctors doing like exams and doing things like that. So, you know, Mary would be there like, you know, two mornings a week, and I'd be there three afternoons a week, and, you know, that kind of a thing. And then she'd be there one afternoon a week, and then I'd be there on Friday mornings if I was in town, or she wouldn't. No one knew. I mean, they kind of knew our schedule, but we didn't keep to it a lot, and we didn't care. You know, it was like, you know, if my daughter had a volleyball game and they happened to all be on Tuesday afternoons, I went to, you know, Mary, and I said, hey, I want to catch one of those games. So we swapped Tuesdays for Thursdays because she was usually there Thursday. And then we don't announce it. We just go in. But what you said was so true, in that we were more about them coming in to get their spines checked than to see the practitioner, you know? And Mary, what do we have? Maybe a handful. We saw a lot of people, maybe at any given time, less than one handful of people who said, I only want to see Ron, or I only want to see Mary. Uh-huh. There might be people that Mary would say, hey, I'd rather you see this person, or, you know, or I would say, hey, I think it'd be better if you see this person based on the person's history and things like that. Right. But otherwise, it was like, you know, and I love what you said, because it's really about the care, you know?
Yes. And isn't that great? And having the flexibility. Yeah. Go ahead.
So I have a question, because you talked about the systems. I want to know, like, you probably learned a lot, obviously, in the office that you were in. Mm-hmm. I want to know, like, did you take those systems? Like, were they congruent with you, where you took those and you used them? Or did you say, I'm sure there's things that you learned that you said, we don't want to do that.
Yes.
Know, like, did you come up with your own?
Yeah.
How'd that look?
Thanks for Great asking. Most of the systems that we learned with Dr. Pegg, we implemented, you know, around the day ones, the day twos, progress evaluations. Mm-hmm. So that was extremely helpful. And I'd say, like, if anything, we also figured out, like, oh, how could we be more efficient in certain areas? So one new thing that we implemented, which we didn't have at the other office, was like a new patient packet, which had, you know, all of our info, and just like, we would give to the practice members, ideally we call it day three, the first time they're starting care. And it would have information around just how to get the most of your time here. Right. So little things like that were like, how can we make things even better?
Mm-hmm. So it's like, we learned, you know, what resonates, what doesn't, and really grateful that we didn't have to reinvent the wheel.
Yes.
So having certain systems, also from Dr. Danny Knowles, Donnie Epstein's son, he teaches the business and certain systems that we implemented with Dr. Pegg, and so much gratitude, because they were already there. And then, you can kind of mold it in terms of like the language, or, you know, to make it, okay, the Dr. Susanna and Dr. Kira method of that. So really grateful.
Like, you don't have to do it alone. There's already so many things out there to help support you, and you can still make it so uniquely you.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. We are winding down. This has gone so quick, man.
Wow. Wait, I have one question before we wind down.
Okay. And I have one too. So you go, you do yours.
Okay. Well, because I know from the students, especially they don't want to hear how everything is easy and everything is flowy, which sounds like everything was pretty like flowed pretty well with you guys. Cause you listened innately. Yes. What was like the one biggest challenge into like, just from opening the practice, like what was the one thing? And if there was a fight between the two of you, even better.
Yeah. Did we have a fight?
I'm sure we did. Go ahead.
You go.
I would say for me, just the belief mm-hmm. of really, really knowing we can do it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, growing up, as you know, we're twins. So, you know, our dad would call us the I don't know girls because we would always be making decisions together. And so I think for me, it's just, you know, especially opening up during the pandemic, we had a lot of people being like, are you sure you want to do this? So I think it's just really mustering the confidence, internal confidence and knowingness that we, you know, we got this. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that was a huge one for me.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Surprise, surprise. You know, people were saying, are you sure you want to do this? And, you know, it was really being able to take that quantum leap mm-hmm. and truly believe. And there's a level of risk, absolutely. And when you know, you have to follow that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
So it leads into Mary, that's perfect. It leads into my question, my last question, and we'll kind of wrap. Is that, and this is more for the people out there that are going into business with a partner, whether it's a spouse, whether it's a friend who they want to start a practice with, or, you know, or it doesn't matter who it is, actually, you know, how did you handle making these decisions as far as like, you know, did you have a system down that if, you know, if Kira, you wanted red and Susanna, you wanted blue, I'm making that up. You know, how did you create that, commonality to move in whatever direction?
Oh, yes. Great question.
You want to start?
Sure. Yes. There were definitely times where, you know, I wanted the practice to be in Encinitas. Dr. Mm-hmm. Kira was leaning towards a spot that we found in Solana Beach, which is where we ended up practicing. So there were definitely some conflicting mm-hmm. things that happened. And I know, we have lots of people that are partners, where there's duos in practice. I would say, you know, really kind of this theme that we've been going with is following the way and where the energy is. So, okay, in choosing the location of the practice, okay, what is available now? What's more affordable? What being open to shifting your idea, not staying stuck into one lens and one idea, and then it'll just naturally unfold. And then over time, we became on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another quick example is we actually moved into a bigger space a couple months ago in the same location, just on the third floor. And I was a little bit more resistant. I was like, can we do this? Let's make sure this is a smart business move. But Susanna was like so gung-ho. So what I decided to do, I was like, okay, I'm going to surrender to the universe. And if things are falling into place, then okay, let's do it. And that's exactly what happened. And it became clear over time, like, okay, this is what we're doing. So I think just really listening mm-hmm. to those signs and listening to those messages.
That's a great answer. It's a great answer because, so many times that's checking in on the inside, right? Like we talked about what lights you up, you know, what energizes you, right? But also that's still that checking in because so many times we make decisions from our head, you know, and that's not necessarily the right way to go. And especially if someone has that feeling, like if Susanna's lit up about, I want to go upstairs, you know, kind of thing like that. It's almost like, okay, I'll take that, you know, if I feel it's a risk, but you're lit up, I'm going to move with you, you know, and be able to do that and not come back later and say, I told you so, or you should, you know, that kind of thing. Let's do it together and just be surrender to it. As you said, it's great. Yeah. It's great.
Exactly. You said that beautifully.
Yes.
100%. No, it's like in any business, right? You know, it's like, we should be moving from what the feeling is, especially in our business, because we're all about how it feels, right? You know, we're all about tuning in, you know, so great. Well, we always end these, our Life by Life West, with two questions. We're going to do this a little different today. We're going to, because a lot of times you only have one guest. So We'll ask. I'm going to let Dr. Mary ask the first question, and it'll be whoever she directs it to. I'm going to ask the second question. I'm going to direct it to the opposite person first. And these are quick answers, just like what innately hits you when you hear the question. So, all right. Mary, I'll let you start.
Okay. So I want to start with Dr. Kira.
All right.
Knowing what you know now, okay, if you could go back to Kira, the first quarter student just starting at Life West, what advice would you give her?
Oh, wow. I would say just keep going and let the heart lead, and trust the universe, trust innate intelligence. Even in those hard, challenging times, we are always being redirected to what's meant to be, and we are always being supported. And challenges are just, obstacles that veer you into a new direction. That's what I would say to my first quarter self.
Love it. So hopefully, Dr. Susanna, she didn't just take your answer.
I know. Going along those lines, I would say, if I were to talk to myself, I would really just say, you can do it.
Yeah.
To not be so serious about everything. It doesn't have to be perfect. And that passion for what you're doing will lead you. It's really that knowingness and just, again, leading with the heart.
Yeah. I love it. It's almost like we should have a headset that goes over one of their ears, one of their heads. All right. So Dr. Susanna, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to start with you on the second question. Dr. Kira will go to you second. So Dr. Susanna, same thing. If you right now, where you're at right now, were to speak to Dr. Susanna, who just graduated, what advice would you give to her?
Yes, great question. I don't know. I would say be patient, and also really focus on your own healing. There's such a journey of who you are in school, and then as you transition to a doctor, and really it starts with the self healing yourself. Because you can't heal or serve others if, you can't give from an empty cup. So really taking the time to nurture yourself, and that's only going to help you serve others.
Great.
Yeah. Dr. Kira? Yes. Partially, yes. I was going to say, make sure to take time to heal yourself. Mm-hmm. That's so important, especially as you transition from student to doctor. You're getting used to this whole other way of being and whole other identity, really. So take the time to heal, and also, letting go of expectation and what others expect you to do, because you're going to hear so many different things from other people. So really, just sticking to what feels good for you and what's congruent for you.
Love it. Well, I can say this assuredly, that San Diego is blessed to have both of you, and blessed to have twin wave chiropractic. It's just you guys are truly, and I knew that in school also, just looking and being with you and having interactions and things, that you were off to great things. Your path was laid out for you you had to navigate it, but it was, I just knew that you guys were going to be unstoppable. And I know that you're spreading your love, and you're spreading the word, and you're nurturing other people along the way. And so I think, just thank you for being both of, individually who you are, So thank you guys.
Thank you for saying
thank
that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
spreading chiropractic. And, we're so grateful to have had all of that support along the way.
Yeah, you got it. Well, listen, we've kind of come to the end of our time, and to our viewers, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Week after week, these Life by Life Wests go out every other week. The opposite weeks are the Life West Leadership Line. You're spreading these. There are people who are in practice right now as business partners. You'll have the Twin Waves, how to get a hold of, how to get a hold of the office, and how to get a hold of Dr. Susanna and Dr. Kira, to ask questions if you choose to, about how do you handle the business relationship? How do you do the partnership? All that different stuff, whatever it is, there's people who need to hear this. And so please share this. And I know you have been. Our viewership is so high right now because you are spreading this. So thank you for that. And thank you for constantly tuning in and supporting us, supporting Life West, supporting chiropractic. And ultimately, the main goal is to support humanity. So for myself, Dr. Mary, Drs. Kira, Dr. Susanna. We want to wish you the best. Have a phenomenal, phenomenal rest of your week and weekend. And please know that keep loving and hugging those around you, and let people know that they have the ability to heal, and their ability to heal is far more powerful than they were ever led to believe. So until we come back at you, we'll bid you adieu, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.